I'll steal a little of Raja's thunder in case he's not able to join us, but I'm glad that at least Congress is talking to gun manufacturers about what the rules, laws, regulations, and advertising promotions are for people that are in the gun business. And one of the gun manufacturers who testified was being questioned by Congressman Krishnamurthy, our local suburban congressman, the Democrat from the 8th. And in that conversation, the congressman held up an ad that this manufacturer has in a trade publication. And it shows this military-style rifle, and it's in a position where you would set it maybe on the ground or on a rooftop, and then you would lay down behind it so you could aim better. So it's got a stand in the back and a stand on the front, and it's got the scope. And the ad shows the gun in that position on a rooftop pointing down on a street. Like, that's never happened before. And then they show the view through the viewfinder, whatever you call it, the scope. And so now it's that green circle, and you see a van with the sights set on the van, the thrust of it being from this position, you could shoot that van. And the congressman said, why are you advertising your gun to demonstrate how to kill somebody from a rooftop? And the manufacturer said, well, that's not what we're advocating. The gun is used for defensive purposes in this ad. It's not a very good explanation, is it? But that's what we're dealing with, and that's what the congressman had to get to the bottom of. And now he is able to join us. Raja, I just told the story about you questioning that gun manufacturer who had the gun sight set on a van. And he said, well, that's the defensive posture for the weapon. That's positively preposterous, Raja.
I asked him two questions. I said, this is not someone hunting wildlife, correct? And he said, no. And then I said, this is not someone acting in self-defense against someone attacking that person. And then he said, it depends on the eye of the beholder. And I was like, come on, man. This looks like a premeditated murder to me. And it's especially, you know, moving to us in the Chicago area because this is exactly what Bobby Cremo did from the rooftop in Highland Park. And he mowed so many people down. And I went through that with the CEO of Daniel Defense. And I then concluded by saying, I think this might even be illegal advertising because it appears to be encouraging a crime. And, he kind of deflected at that point.
Well, it absolutely is. I mean, tell me, here's the defense of it. If you're in Afghanistan, if you're in some war-torn country and you're a member of the military and you need Correct. To keep the gun trained on the enemy, sure, that's a legitimate use of it. But there's no civilian application in the case of this ad that is anything but premeditated murder. That's what it is.
That's exactly right. You know, obviously, like you said, if you're in a war or you're perhaps you're protecting, in a war-torn area for security reasons, you have to be on the rooftop. That's one thing. But this is not what he's encouraging. And it just looks really, really bad.
What tools does Congress have in its box then, Congressman? I mean, so that's outrageous, but what can the federal government do to disable these weapons or at least keep them out of the hands of people that shouldn't have them?
There are a few things. One, at the least, we have to raise the minimum age for the purchase of these, what they call them long arms. But these are assault weapons. And I believe that at the minimum that has to be done, that was done, by the way, in Florida following Parkland. And I think it had a beneficial impact. But I think we have to go even further than that, John. And I've called for, basically ceasing the sales of these particular AR-15 style assault weapons. And the reason is very simple. They are proliferating at such a great pace that, we now are seeing advertisements for AR-style weapons that can pierce body armor and basically shoot through every bulletproof vest that even law enforcement has. We are basically having weapons of war becoming accessible to average civilians.
I want, I don't know what I want, but is there any traction on the notion of suing a gun manufacturer when their weapon is used in an illegal way for a crime to kill somebody?
They put in place a law in 2005 during the George W. Bush administration, giving them liability immunity, even in that context. And so right now, under state laws, different state statutes in different parts of the country, you can actually sue them for the illegal marketing of those weapons, especially to youth. That's why the Sandy Hook families in Connecticut were able to get I believe it was a $70 million plus settlement from the Bushmaster company with regard to the weapons used there, because they were placed in video games, they were marketed to teens, and so forth.
But there's no state or federal law because of this Bush administration law that shields them from being sued. So they have no liability. I mean, I don't know that that's going to prevent somebody from pulling the trigger. Maybe it does, though, make the manufacturer a little more cautious about how they market it or who they sell it to. And in the event of a tragedy, at least there's some opportunity for people to get compensated. It didn't bring your loved ones back, but that does tend to get people's attention when you sue them. If nothing else, they'd have to buy very expensive insurance policies, these manufacturers. I'd still like to see you guys make some progress on that front.
I believe you are correct. Obviously, we would need to repeal. It's called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act. It's called PLACA for short. That's what they call it in Washington, PLACA. So PLACA would have to be repealed or significantly amended. I'm all for that. And also, we just need to get it through the Senate where it would be filibustered currently.
I shouldn't laugh. But, I mean, that's part of the problem, too, is that it seems like we have made some headway, but it's so incremental that people are critical of the legislation which Congress has been able to pass. For instance, AR-15s were not part of the gun bill. What's your take on that? Were you satisfied with at least we're doing something, or do you think we've given up too much? Now the other side can say, hey, we gave you your gun bill, even though it doesn't have much teeth.
I think it was a significant step in the right direction. I think it will save lives, but it's not enough. And I think that because of the prevalence of gun violence and these mass shootings, John, I think that people were going to demand more. And quite frankly, I think people should hold folks accountable in the upcoming elections for where they stand on this issue. I don't care if they're Republicans, Democrats, Independents. It doesn't matter what the party affiliation of the candidates are, because I do think that there's increasing number of, for instance, Republicans and certainly Independents who want to see more common sense gun regulation.
Anything else that you expect to come out of these hearings? What was the purpose of them? So the manufacturers there testifying, what do you hope to accomplish?
Well, I think a few things. One, for us to be able to move legislation, there has to be awareness of the problem. And I think that hearings like yesterday and the one that we have had a few weeks ago, I think increase awareness of the problem. I think a couple things came out of yesterday. One, just the outrageous nature of the advertising. I showed you at least a couple images. The one that you talked about, and then the other one that got some attention was I showed an image of a seal, basically a seal of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
Yeah.
And under it, it says defund. And apparently there is a movement among a lot of people to eliminate the ATF. And just so you know, I'm sure your listeners already know this, but the ATF is what traces guns, especially from crime scenes, back to the shooters. That's what happened in Highland Park, by the way. That's why Cremo was apprehended, somewhat in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
And that's why so many others are. And there's a movement to actually eliminate it, John. So that's kind of the nature of the problem that we're seeing. And that's why we do have to do a lot more. And I'm hoping that these hearings start to get more and more people motivated to do that.
Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, the Democrat from Illinois' 8th Congressional District. Nice to talk to you today, Raja. It's always a pleasure. Keep doing the work you're doing, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care.